The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered how birds fly in such great numbers but avoid head-on collisions? Well, to uncover how they do it, researchers constructed a 70-foot-long tunnel outfitted with bright lights so that the test subjects, male budgies, could easily see each other. Using high-speed video cameras to capture every movement, they then released a bird at each end of the tunnel and recorded their near misses as the budgies barreled toward each other. Over the course of 4 days, 7 budgie pairs made 102 flights with no mishaps. And when the researchers reviewed the video, they saw that the birds avoided any aerial mishaps thanks to 2 evolutionary traits. About 85% of the time, the birds turned right upon approach. This seems to be a simple, efficient, effective strategy for avoiding head-on collisions. The budgies also seem to decide whether to fly over or under an approaching bird, and the pairs rarely made the same choice. How the birds make these decisions is an open question. The researchers speculate that either each budgie prefers one flying height over the other, or flock hierarchy determines who flies high and who flies low.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.